Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. As the summer heat rolls on, the garden and landscape will surely show signs. Unlike humans, tomato plants can't sweat, and oak trees don't have any air conditioning. How do these plants outside deal with heat? Also, what harm can be done in extreme temperatures? The ideal temperature range for most plants is 60 to 85 degrees. Beyond that range, most plants survive and don't thrive. Too much of anything, sun, water, heat, can be a bad thing. Some plants do have built-in heat shields, like Dusty Miller and Lamb's Ear. They're foliage plants best known for their white leaves. The color isn't the tissue, but comes from thick layers of hair called trichomes. Hairs like these can help plants in many ways. The first way is by keeping water off the leaves and reducing leaf spot fungi. They can also help in summer and fall by reducing airflow that would wick away moisture. Lastly, the light color reflects light and keeps the plant cooler. As you think of that, there are materials that reflect light onto plants and amplify the summer sun. Concrete and gravel can bounce sunlight onto plants, which is a big problem in summer when sun exposure can turn a patio into an oven. So how does all the heat affect plants? Typically, it causes plants to wilt and curl. Leaf curling is natural and provides localized shade and shows the light-colored underside of the leaves. Wilting is also common, but can be shocking. If plants spring back in the evening and next morning, then they were probably just under heat stress. Lastly, some plants will have scorched margins, commonly due to heat and/or wind. Instead of sacrificing whole leaf or branch, the leaf margins dry up and become crusty. Homeowners can help, to an extent. While we can't change the weather, we can adjust factors like light, periods, soil moisture, and plant selection. Obviously, starting with heat-loving plants is a good first step, but you can also baby some plants through the heat. Just don't expect a pansy to be happy in 100-degree weather, or hostas and shade impatiens to enjoy a whole day of sunbathing. The first thing that should always be done in summer heat is to water, because plants are using and losing a lot more water now than in the cold months. You'll still want to avoid overwatering, and a deep soak a few times a week will still promote better root systems than consistent moisture. Mulching with wood or straw can conserve moisture, but mulching with gravel can heat the plants up. Provide a shade structure or move pots into a location with evening or midday shade. Lastly, back off on the chemicals. Fertilizer can wait until it's below 90, and some insecticides add additional stress to overheated plants. Help your plants beat the heat, and they'll be much better off when fall rolls around. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.